Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the Third and King podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 29th, and the Giants just dropped Game 3 of their series with the Philadelphia Phillies, 6-1. We're going to get into some thoughts about the game. We'll go over four things we liked and four things we didn't like. Just real quick, before we dive into the game, the Giants have won four series in a row, getting them back to currently a game above 500. I wanted to quickly talk about a very light controversy that happened with the Giants and their last game of our I guess the last two games of the series with the Mets, where they used Camilo Duvall in a situation where they had a 5-run lead on Saturday, which made him unavailable for the next day, where they went into the ninth inning with a 3-1 lead and then ended up dropping the game because Camilo Duvall was unavailable. I actually didn't really have any issue with the way that they handled that between Saturday and Sunday. It very quickly went from an extra inning tight game on Saturday to having a 5-run lead. Camilo Duvall was getting ready in the bullpen, was gassing it up. A lot of relievers say that as soon as they get that ready, that they're used for the day, regardless of if they actually get in a game. So it was either sit him down and not have him available for the next day anyways, or put him in the game since you're not going to have him available on Sunday. So they put him in the game, which I think was probably the right move. It secured a series win. We saw earlier on the road trip, they tried to go away from Camilo in the ninth inning against the Pirates, and it ended up backfiring. And you also don't know that there's going to be a save situation the next day. Holding him off to use for Sunday when you don't know how the Sunday scoring is going to go, I think hindsight is 20/20 there. There are too many assumptions saying that it would have been better to save Camilo for Sunday. If you want to nitpick a little bit and say Tyler Rogers wasn't the way to go for the ninth inning of Sunday's game, sure, that's fine. I think Tyler Rogers has been very good. I think one of the arguments against him in the ninth inning is that he's just not a big strikeout guy, and there's very little room for error in a situation like that. He ended up giving up a bunch of hits on soft contact, kind of like he normally does, that just weren't finding gloves, and there's no coming back from that in the ninth inning. If you want to nitpick that, sure, by all means, but using Camilo the day before and making him unavailable on Sunday, I actually had no problems with, especially because you never know if there's going to be a safe situation the next day anyways. Anyways, just wanted to get that off my chest before we move on. Okay, we'll talk about the game the Giants just lost 6-1 against the Phillies on Wednesday. Here are four things I liked. Not much. You know, a 6-1 loss is not that exciting for the losing team, and it was a little bit ugly. They still took the series again. They've won four series in a row now. Quickly talking about yesterday's game, I actually kind of really like bullpen games. I know that that's been a point of contention with Giants fans over the last couple of years because they've used a lot of openers and or bullpen games. I actually really like them. It kind of gives me like a playoff atmosphere. It's like all hands on deck, next man up, real team win. And then it just kind of makes it feel better if you're able to pull a win out of something like that, especially when the Phillies had Zach Wheeler on the other side, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and you're able to win that game, a bullpen game versus him. I don't know, it just kind of feels like a lot of fun. I think on a regular basis, yeah, we don't want to have bullpen games regularly from a spectator's perspective. Better to know who's going to pitch every 5 days and maybe adjust your calendar accordingly if you want to make sure that you catch every Jordan Hicks start or whatever the case may be, just as an example. But I think every once in a while they're kind of fun. And speaking of the bullpen as a whole has been very good lately. Sean Gelly's been great. They pitched 5 shutout innings on Monday after Snell left, the full bullpen game Tuesday, and then even Wednesday outside of Randy Rodriguez, who had a shaky outing, but he's been really good lately other than that shaky outing, and he just kind of didn't have command and walked 3 guys. I mean, even Luke Jackson had 2 scoreless innings on Wednesday's game. I think the bullpen is really rounding into form, and pitching and defense should be the strength of this team, and that does include the bullpen. So after kind of a shaky start to start the year, I think they've really rounded it into form and have been pitching really well. Okay, the next thing I liked, Wilmer had a couple of hits, so maybe he's getting it going. He's had a really slow start to the year with Lamont Wade Jr. going down, which is a huge bummer for this team. They're going to rely on Wilmer Flores quite a bit to start at first base, maybe a little bit more than they would want. I think this kind of always happens with Wilmer, where they don't really have a place for him to start the year, and then just something happens happens, and sure enough, he's your everyday guy. Maybe he's going to respond a little bit better to being an everyday player instead of getting just pinch hits here and spot starts there. So maybe those two hits will really get him going. Thirdly, Brett Wisely had another good game. He came in for Marco Luciano after Luciano had exited with hamstring tightness. Before that, I actually was going to bring up that it had been odd that Luciano hadn't been playing over the past few days. Not because Wisely hadn't been playing well, but for instance, in last night's game, they pinch hit Tyler Fitzgerald for Brett Wisely, and that just seemed like a perfect opportunity to use Luciano. Even if you want to pinch hit with Luciano and then put Fitzgerald in as the defensive replacement on the other side of the pinch hit, but maybe this is all related. I don't think it's like a benching situation where it's because of his defense. I think he's been kind of nursing something, so he's been missing for the past couple of days. But yeah, back to Brett Wisely. Had another good game. Is playing competent shortstop. He's definitely not an ideal defensive shortstop, but he's playing good enough defense where it's passable. And then he's been hitting well, so I think that's a good combo for now. If Wisely keeps playing like this, I think it's his job going forward, even when Nick Ahmed is ready to come back. I think Ahmed will get some spot starts against tough left-handed pitching, maybe be a defensive replacement at shortstop in late innings. But Brett Wisely is hitting well enough and playing good enough defense where I think it's his job to lose at this point. Okay, and then lastly, for things that I liked, Elliot Ramos had another good game. He had two more hits today. Also was playing some really good defense. Nothing really came of this, but he was playing hits well off the wall, and he was just playing the caroms well and getting them back to the infield really quickly. I think there's a chance that those will turn into more outfield assists like we saw earlier in the year. He had two in one game from right field. He's been playing left field mostly with either Matos or Yastrzemski in right. But yeah, I think just overall, he's playing really well. I kind of mapped it out, just speaking of Ramos, for when Conforto comes back. And if you're playing 7 days a week, you basically are going to rotate four guys with Ramos, Yastrzemski, Conforto, and Soler between three positions of left field, right field, and DH. And if they do that well, they can get one of those players six starts and then three of them five starts in a 7 day week. So I think there's enough playing time to go around. And then depending on the handedness of the pitcher, we'll determine who gets those starts. And then we know the Giants like to pinch hit, so there will still be plenty of pinch hit opportunities, even if they're not getting a start. But yeah, I think if we look at it like four players for three positions, there will be enough starts to go around between all of those guys. Don't really know what that means for Austin Slater. That does complicate things, but at least if we're talking about Ramos, Conforto, Yastrzemski, and Soler, then I think there are enough starts to go around for those four guys. Okay, and then we'll move over to things that I didn't like about this game. First and foremost, Kyle Harrison. He gave up 13 base runners in five innings between 12 hits and one walk. That's too much traffic. Four runs in five innings isn't the worst thing in the world, especially considering that the Giants offense has been scoring some runs as of late. But I feel like with 13 base runners in five innings, you're actually lucky to get out of there with only four runs. It's just too much traffic. And then outside of the actual game results, he's sitting low 90s now. And at times we were seeing him in like the mid-90s, more 94s, 95s last year, and like 90 to 92 this year. Every once in a while, he'll dial it back and we'll see a 94 or 95 this year, but those are the exception, where last year that seemed to be where he was more sitting. I'm not sure if that's a choice and they're trying to keep him from blowing out or tiring out down the stretch, or if there's something mechanical. I'm not sure, but yeah, especially when you rely so much on the fastball, there's a big difference between a 92 and a 95, especially with how he creates that deception. The second thing I didn't like about this game is Jorge Soler. He just looks a little lost right now. He looked like he was coming around on the road trip, but since they've been home, he's 0 for 12 with four strikeouts. Hopefully he's just in a rough stretch and can figure it out, because they really need his bat in the middle of the lineup, especially with Lamont Wade Jr. out. Okay, the third thing I didn't like was the benches clearing, we'll call it incident. Kyle Harrison threw up an into Harper. It was definitely not intentional. I can see why Bryce Harper would be upset about a pitch up and in. From my view, it didn't seem like it was that up and in, but when a pitch is coming at 92 and it's up and in, I can at least understand why he's upset. Now, even though I can understand why he's upset, he was yelling at Harrison on the mound, which that part I don't get, because it was clearly not intentional. So I don't really understand why he was yelling. And then the very next pitch, Harrison, almost exactly the same pitch. Looks like his front shoulder flies open. His fastball goes up and in with left-handed arm side run. Almost hits Harper again. It actually hits the knob of the bat, so it's a foul ball. He took exception to it. The bench is cleared. Nothing really happened. I was able to do a little bit of lip reading, and I saw that Harper was saying over the plate when he was yelling at Harrison, and then after the pitch hit his bat, he did say something about, it's fine, it hit my bat. I don't really know what started all of that, but it was just a little bit weird. Maybe we'll get some quotes after the game, or maybe we'll get one of those lip reading videos to tell us what really happened. Okay, and then the last thing, and this one is just to keep an eye on, is Luis Matos. Since they went on the road after his huge player of the week performance at home, Pittsburgh, Mets, and Philadelphia series, he's 7 for his last 40, which isn't great. That's under 200. Hopefully he turns it around. Again, I think that's more just something to keep an eye on as opposed to what I didn't like. All right, got a day off tomorrow and then a big series with the Yankees this weekend with Hicks, Webb, and Snell taking the mound for the Giants. Hopefully we can get another series win out of it and keep this train moving. You can find us on social media at Third and King Shop, or you can visit our website at thirdandking.shop. Thanks.